Yeah, it's a crazy thing. You gotta get going. Because yeah, coming home tonight, it's probably gonna be, don't even want a jacket. Some pretty windy, just say it. I'm not even gonna bother taking my backpack because it's only useful if I got a lunch in it. I don't have a lunch in it, so that's the point. I just figured that out. I don't need it. Oh, gassy. Anyway. Yeah, he's completely wrong. You want to get away from the kids in the house anyway, right? Okay. Well, if I'm not there immediately, don't leave. I'll come soon. I'll try to get to the lunch thing at like 11:30 so I can be back for you. You know me. I eat fast. I'm gone. All right. See you at lunch. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow it's going to get to 80. Today it's going to be in the 70s later. But it's chilly right now. It's in the low 40s. Anyway, walking to work. Boy, it does feel different without my backpack on. Even though it's a really tiny one, it's really lightweight. So I put a lot of stuff in it. Usually have lunch, and then I have my whole 72-hour kit sort of thing. I'm going to back up some sets, which I'm not going to have. I'll probably never use them anyway. I'm thinking I need to do more of the short blog posty sort of things. My books are ending up being extended blog posts, and I need to remember that. This one's about being purposeful. This book. When the predominant society and culture around you have kind of forgotten or left behind certain values, you have to be more purposeful about hanging on to them. You know, it's a little easier to be a good person when you're surrounded by other good people and a culture that basically supports what you believe. It's trickier when you're kind of on the outskirts. Anyway, okay, I'm across the road now. I'm all right. Nobody died. Thank goodness. It's really not about telling people what they should do or what they need to do. but offering suggestions over time that we don't need to surrender to the loud voices of young, inexperienced people, because we don't need to fall into these traps. You know, it's so fashionable now to say, oh, I'm an atheist. In fact, that's almost become like a statement that says, you know, I'm not an old fogey, old backward fogey. And I am not an atheist. I believe in a God. It may be a God to which you are not familiar. I consider it the... I am trying for truth, therefore I try to paint a true picture of my God. And I know you've got your God, and it could be vastly different from mine. I think people need a larger authority to which they need to be somewhat beholden. I think if you're basically a hater of, say, President Donald Trump, I think it would be correct to say that at its very root, the thing you hate most about him is the fact that he does not feel very beholden to some higher power, some larger person. If you find, you know, and you can see it in his behavior, in his actions, and all these other things. He does not say he does not believe in God. I believe he's a Catholic. I don't know how practicing he is. You know, I really don't know. But he seems to behave and run himself, or at least his projected persona seems to say that he is not... He does not concern himself too heavily with the higher power. And that's exactly the same kinds of attitudes that atheists have. I can't speak to them as a whole. What motivated them to decide that there was no God? But I think at that very root, it is basically a desire to not have exterior compulsion. It is a desire to always say, I get to choose. I choose, 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 choose. I think this is hilarious because several groups who are often also atheists are very much at the same time when it all seems to be about I want to do what I want to do and I don't want to be tied down by a whole bunch of behavioral restrictions. That's what a God does, right? And that's why a lot of people, I think, choose to say that they're atheists is because they just really don't want a whole lot of rules on them. I understand that. That is a very natural compulsion. I think it's a low one, honestly. It's becoming a societal problem just in the fact that we have a lot of kids who view their role as an employee . They view their employer as being this kind of jerk, you know. They don't like the rules, they don't like other stuff. Want to set their own hours, set their own priorities. And that often causes a conflict. This is not your company, you know. The common problem is you're constantly using somebody else's resources, but you're not very grateful or respectful of the fact that they are somebody else's resources. That includes God's, too. You can, you know, being here on this planet, many religions, cultures, believe that God created the earth. Therefore, it is. He gave you this. He demands some things in return. Of course, you don't remember, or you don't know if you ever did, agree to any of this stuff happening. But you're somewhat beholden to God. It's like you would be an employer. So we have this new up-and-coming generation who thinks that this isn't right. They justify it by saying there is no God, and they start applying those same kinds of attitudes, kind of an entitlement thing. This is my earth. These are my resources. This is my stuff. You can't just do whatever you want with it. I can do whatever I want with it. And you need to proceed carefully, I think. If you're an employer who gives you money in exchange for whatever you give him, hopefully, a good exchange, it's mutually beneficial. You certainly need that money to live, and your employer certainly needs you to be doing what you do, you know, whether it's fixing the computer or running the cash register. Yes, we're getting into weirdness. Where, you know, I have to wear a bear costume every day, and you have to decide whether that's worth it to you or not, but that's what you're getting paid for. I find it interesting because the majority of the people who are the most strident about converting you to their way of thinking, whether it's at work, or in academia, or religiously, these are kind of left leaners. You know, and I know that sounds funny because you say, oh, no, left leaners are wonderful people. You know, they were never supposed to do a thing. And you go, oh, what's my trim off there? Recent riot over the fear of Donald Trump's ascendancy as President of the United States. Indicate very highly that these aren't wonderful people. We're starting to see it. You know, these are people that are trying to force their worldview on everybody else, force you to change to accommodate them. That's tricky, and I'm not into that. Regardless, if you don't believe in God, and you go out there and broadcast that and tell other people they're stupid if they do believe in God, you're setting up a bunch of people to not really care. Not to be lawful, not to be willing to put the needs of society ahead of their own needs. But that's a conscious choice one needs to make. This whole effort to try to force everybody into it by whatever means they can get. Guilting you to death, stuff like that. That's sad. There are a ton of people that need guidance, a guidance system. Religion typically provides it. We found government is sad and it's unsteady. It is too easily influenced by all kinds of different influencers. And you're not going to get good or truth or right out of it. It's the way it is, especially in a democracy. I found it interesting in the Book of Mormon. There's a time where they had kings, they were good and righteous kings. They saw a bad king in King Noah in the Book of Mormon. And it compelled them that they would go back to the old Jewish form of judges. Now these were interesting judges. Popularly elected. The Nephite culture, one of its biggest downfalls was the fact that evil, they had a name, again, Ant and Robert, got control of government. I think America is much in the same sort of situation these days. And we are held hostage by a huge number of extremely short-sighted people who look to their own desires, gather confederates around them, calling this selflessness, which it isn't, and banding together to use whatever ammunition they can muster to get their own personal group attitudes together to enact what they personally want, the world that they want, without giving much thought to what kind of damage it will do generally. Speak on that subject again, blog post, Facebook later.